February 9, 2025. Today's reading from Discovery. Learning to Trust. Opening Prayer. As I worship you and hear your word preached today, Lord God, I ask that you make your presence known and the truth of your word made clear. Read Psalm 125. A Song of Ascents. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken, but endures forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people both now and forevermore. The scepter of the wicked will not remain over the land allotted to the righteous, for then the righteous might use their hands to do evil. Lord, do good to those who are good, to those who are upright in heart. But those who turn to crooked ways the Lord will banish with the evildoers. Peace be on Israel. Reflect. In difficult times, to which Bible passages do you turn? What is it about them that brings you hope? Some time ago, when I was deep in grief during the darkness of winter and the isolation caused by the COVID pandemic, my future seemed very bleak. I wanted to trust God, but could not. My loss felt too great. Then one day it dawned on me that it was not my ability to trust God that mattered, but the fact that He is trustworthy. Whether I could trust him or not was irrelevant, because he will always be faithful. He cannot deny himself. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, 2 Timothy 2 verse 13. This psalm is about trust inspired by the character of God. God surrounds his people with love as surely as the mountains surround Jerusalem, verse 2. We are safe, because he will never leave us or forsake us. As we focus on him and his reliability, we are able to trust him to bring us through our difficult times. We need not fret about the wicked or those who do evil, verse 3. We can leave them in God's hands. What we know is that if we are following his ways, then he will continue to do good to us, verse 4. Apply. Do you find it difficult to trust or believe you have a future? Fix your eyes on God, who is faithful. He will never abandon you or let you down. You are safe in his love. Closing prayer. When I am discouraged, Father, forgive me when I look more at my circumstance than I do to you, when I forget that you are always watching me, always ready and able to put what is wrong right,